name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. A very warm welcome to our worship this morning, here or at home. It's good to have you with us. Just a couple of notices, a reminder that tonight is our annual Temple Newsom service to mark the acquisition of the house by the City of Leeds. That's at 6 o'clock at Temple Newsom House. There are still places if you want to sign up, because numbers are limited through our website, to come to that. Or you can watch it live at the time, or obviously afterwards via the YouTube channel. But that's tonight at 6. And then just to say that next week we are, for a fortnight, really just marking, or a week or so, sorry, a week, focusing on environmental issues. So next Sunday we have Jan Goodair, who's one of the Leeds area environmental champions, here to preach. And through the week we'll be reflecting on what we do, how we can contribute, how we can make a difference on the environment leading up to harvest the Sunday after that. So that's next Sunday. We welcome Jan Goodair as our preacher at this service.
My brothers and sisters, as we prepare to celebrate the presence of Christ in word and sacrament, let us call to mind and confess our sins. Father eternal, giver of light and grace, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour in what we have thought, in what we have said and done. Through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, we have wounded your love and marred your image in us. We are sorry and ashamed and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past and lead us out from darkness to walk as children of light. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Around and within us, open our eyes to your wonders, that we may serve you with reverence and know your peace at our life's end, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Reading from the letter of James. Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness, born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be boastful and false to the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something and do not have it, so commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have, because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive, because you ask wrongly, in order to spend what you have to get on to what you get on your pleasures. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. After leaving the mountain, Jesus and his disciples went on from there and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him, and 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying, and were afraid to ask him. When they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." This is the gospel of the Lord. I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It was the last day of games at the Messy Church Olympics. The final event of the games was the obstacle race, and there were prizes to be won. Jimmy and Billy were stood on the line, ready for the race to begin. Jimmy was good at sport, and he thought he was a really fast runner, could deal with a few obstacles and come home first and claim the best prize, a winner's trophy, and maybe some sweets. Billy, however, was less sporty, quiet, determined, slow and steady, thoughtful and reliable. He too had some obstacles to overcome, but he thought about those more than being the fastest. The whistle blew and mums and dads cheered as the runners set off. Jimmy, fast and quick over the obstacles. Billy, more determined not to fall over. Dave, the messy church leader, watching on. Jimmy reached the last obstacle and he could see the finish line. He was going to win. He was going to be the greatest, the messy church champion. But wait. On the very last obstacle, there were some instructions. He read them out loud, trying to catch his breath. "The first person to this end must high-five all the other runners as they go past you." "Oh, that's not fair," Jimmy thought. "If they go past me, I won't be the first over the line, and I won't win." But wanting to do the right thing, Dave watched as he saw Jimmy doing what he had been instructed, encouraging the others as they ran past with a high five. Poor old Billy. He was huffing and puffing, red-faced, but he passed Jimmy to be second to last home. And Jimmy was last.
sad and dejected. He didn't win the trophy. He didn't get the sweets, but he got a better reward. In Billy's eyes, Jimmy was a hero, because Billy wasn't the last over the line, and that was something that he was never used to being. Dave and the others gathered thanked Jimmy because by helping the others to finish, he made the others happy, and he was the greatest. Although he was last, he had done the better thing. The end. It's only a story, but I hope it illustrates, like Jesus did, the point that he wanted the disciples to understand in the gospel reading this morning. They had argued, who is the greatest? Like the disciples of Jesus, I suspect that we are reluctant to admit that we are even concerned with the question of greatness, much less having aspirations in that regard for ourselves. All of us, I would suspect, have been taught, probably from an early age, that it is wrong to want to be first, to want to be powerful. But does it sit better with us that we should want to be last, to be powerless? Do we feel guilty for wanting influence? Do we hold ourselves back from exercising the power we do have? We don't want to seem immodest, selfish, or pushy. As a society, we can be critical of those who do aspire to positions of leadership. And certainly over the last 18 months, our leaders have well and truly been scrutinised over the decisions on Brexit, the pandemic. Many get the they are damned if they do and damned if they don't measure. And we as a society are often quick to criticise. For most people, the thought of carrying that much power seems unthinkable. And Jesus seems to agree. He teaches us that we shouldn't want to be leaders. We should aspire to be servants, humbly working on welcoming people like children into our community. No one, however, wants to be considered last, powerless or useless. It's nice to feel that you do have some influence, to be complimented that you may have enabled someone or inspired someone into leadership or management. Many of us might recall a teacher, clergy, or a family member who have some way influenced us by their greatness. And so we are left with a dilemma. How can we reconcile our longing to leave our impression on the world with our suspicion that power is bad, that even our longing for power taints us in some way and aligns us with being ungodly? In our gospel reading, Jesus doesn't actually say that greatness is bad. It is the disciples who seem to worry that their discussion was out of line when they confessed to Jesus that they had argued who was the greatest. He does not say to them, whoever wants to be first is a bad person, is greedy, power hungry, or corrupt. Rather, he simply offers guidance for greatness. You must be last of all and a servant to many. Jesus was giving that advice to those who bear the weight of responsibility for the growing church, the first disciples and all those to come, who would continue to embody Jesus' earthly ministry. But how do we apply this now to this place? I understand the parable is not asking us to make ourselves lower than anyone else. It is about being equal with all. A couple of weeks ago, we had an interesting discussion in church with the PCC and whether we use a judge a book by its cover rule for people, or do we have no barriers and just welcome anyone? And I hope that this church embodies the latter. If you think back to the story in the beginning, being the last is not about losing your power, but embracing it and using it wisely and for the benefit of this and your own communities. Being a disciple is to set our hearts and minds on heavenly things and not on earthly things, and to follow the greatest commandment of loving God and our neighbour as ourselves. As James writes in his letter, we should do works with gentleness and wisdom and be humble in the service of others. Being last is about being able to see what needs to be done and doing it, whether it is making a regular contribution to the food bank, giving of your precious time to help someone else, listening, praying, or just loitering about. If you want to be great in this or any community, to be trusted to ensure your unethical standards are not compromised, if you want to be one of the great ones, then Jesus tells us that we must put our interests last. So which one of the two boys in the story are you? Do you always want to be over the line first, not thinking about others? Are you happy to be like Billy and to be second, third, or fourth? If you have done your best, you can get there. As you journey throughout this day and this week, remember that power or positions of prestige is not about us. It is about service to God. Our journey with God challenges to humble ourselves before God and let Him be the one who is the greatest. High five to that. Amen. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one being with the Father, through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate, He suffered death and was buried. On the third day He rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe
Let us pray for the church and the world, and let us thank God for His goodness. We pray for your church both here in Whitkirk and around the world. Today, thinking especially of the Anglican Church of the province of Uganda, its clergy and all who worship. We pray our brothers and sisters in Uganda can proclaim your name openly and safely. In our diocese, we pray for our bishops Nick and Paul, and for our Archdeacon Paul. We pray you will guide them as they work alongside their diocesan office colleagues to shape the future and to support parishes through today's challenges. Here at St Mary's, we pray for the annual Eucharist service to be held at Temple Newsham House later this evening, and for all those who will attend. We pray for our musical director Giles and for the members of our choir as they lead us in praising your name through music and song. We're grateful for all that they contribute to the worshipping life at St Mary's. Lord God, fill all musicians with your light and love as they generously share with the world, and let all creation sing your praise with joy and happiness. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. We pray for our world, for those less fortunate than ourselves, those living in extreme poverty, those with no access to food or clean water. We give thanks for those who reach out to offer help and assistance in any way, and in particular for those who put their own safety in jeopardy in the pursuit of aiding others. Creator God, we live in a world where too many cry out for food and justice, where the earth is parched and the well has run dry. Compel us to care for and heal areas suffering from catastrophic drought. O God, help us to share in your love for the whole of creation. We pray for all those parts of the world struggling with the impacts of conflict, and think especially about the people of Afghanistan. We pray for peace, dignity, freedom, and confidence for the men, women, and children of Afghanistan, and for courage, vision, and generosity within the international community, responding to the needs of all Afghans. Lord God, guide the leaders of all nations to set aside their own ambitions and any differences with others in favour of collaboration, compassion, and peace for all. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our nation, for the Queen and her family, and for all our political leaders. As we continue to manage our way through the challenges presented by the pandemic, we pray our leaders may strive for an equal society where opportunity is open to all and reward shared equally. In our city, we pray for the council as they make difficult decisions on social care, housing, and transport. We pray you will guide them in their work. Lord God, give wisdom to our leaders as they strive to find solutions to the challenges of the day. Guide them away from the temptation of promoting self-interest and towards solutions that help the most vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our community, thinking especially about the residents of Lulworth Crescent, their family and friends. We think especially about anyone who is isolated at this time, for those struggling with debt, for anyone in need of a helping hand. We give thanks for all who help those in need, and for those who give their time, talent, and money to support. In particular, we pray for the work of the Salvation Army. We give thanks for all our local amenities, and in particular for Temple Newsham House. We pray for all those who help to maintain the building and its grounds, and for those who welcome visitors. Loving Lord, we are grateful for all the gifts you have given us, for our community and our surroundings. Guide us to live our lives in a way that values and respects your gifts, protecting them for future generations. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our family and friends, and give thanks for friendships old and new that have sustained us over the years. We think especially about any relationships that have drifted or soured for whatever reason, and pray for the strength, compassion, and patience required to rebuild what has been broken. Loving Lord, draw close to each of us, our family and friends. Bring us all to your peace and comfort, and fill us with your Spirit, that we may be bearers of your grace and hope to others. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, and give thanks for those who look after them. We pray for those who have asked for our prayers. Pat Hyde, Beryl Laverick, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Alan and Mavis Cross, Christine Oates, Thomas Hadley, and Jeff Blowers, together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Mode. Comfort and heal all those who suffer. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy. We remember those who have recently died, in particular anyone known to us. And on the anniversary of their death, Nellie Lowther, Aaron Massey, Edna Taylor, and Annie Wood. Remember in your mercy all those who have gone before us, and preserve in your faith your servants on earth. Guide us to your kingdom, and grant us your peace at all times. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest. Make yourself known in the breaking of bread. Amen. Amen. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
You are worthy of our thanks and praise, Lord God of truth, for by the breath of your mouth you have spoken your word, and all things have come into being. You fashioned us in your image and placed us in the garden of your delight. Though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own. Again and again you drew us into your covenant of grace. You gave your people the law, and taught us by your prophets to look for your reign of justice, mercy, and peace. As we watch for the signs of your kingdom on earth, we echo the song of the angels in heaven, evermore praising you and singing. God, you are the Most Holy One, enthroned in splendour and light. Yet in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, you reveal the power of your love, made perfect in our human weakness. Embracing our humanity, Jesus showed us the way of salvation. Loving us to the end, he gave himself to death for us. Dying for his own, he set us free from the bonds of sin, that we might rise and reign with him in glory. He gave up himself for us all. He took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Therefore, we proclaim the death that he suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection, his bursting from the tomb. We rejoice that he reigns at your right hand on high, and we long for his coming in glory. Perfect sacrifice of our redemption. Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ and make us a perfect offering in your sight. With favour on your people, and in your mercy hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth, heal the sick, let the oppressed go free, and fill your church with power from on high. Your people from the ends of the earth to feast with Blessed Mary and all your saints at the table in your kingdom, where the new creation is brought to perfection in Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have taught us through your Son that love is the fulfilling of the law. Grant that we may love you with our whole heart and our neighbours as ourselves. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We thank you, Lord, that you have fed us in this sacrament, united us with Christ, and given us a foretaste of the heavenly banquet prepared for all peoples. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.